one another. It's also a time where we introduce the new members that have joined in the past year. And I understand that not all of the members who joined are here today, so we'll introduce all of them anyway. But when I call your name, if you please come forward and stand up here on the stairs somewhere. The first one, I don't think we're going by alphabetical order, but it's Bud. Bud, you can stand up where you are. Well, you can come up here. The microphone's set. Bud Larimer, he mentioned his name is Donald, but he doesn't mention his name really loud. So if you call him Bud, he's a little more comfortable that way. Maybe I should have put my glasses on. Bear with me. I do. And I even printed this on 14 font, and I'm still wearing my glasses. So Bud lives on South 22nd Street in Pottsville, and by occupation, he is an application engineer. I'm not sure what applications. Any application, you name it, he'll engineer it. Bud's parents are Donald and Ruth Larimer. He has three sisters, June Brown, Sue Grog, and Donna Hughes. He's a graduate. I'm not going to say what year, but he's a graduate of Schuylkillhaven High, which is...
I'm not supposed to call that out either. Did you read that?
The other side of the mountain he's from. But that was for the kids, but he filled it out anyway. But we're okay with that. You can do whatever you want. His favorite dessert is... Now, it says cherry, blueberry, or peach pie. I put the or in there, but there was no or, so basically any fruit pie, I think he would be happy. The next ones are, this is a married couple, so I'm going to bring them up together, Judy and Ken Coots. Come on up. Ken and Judy live on Little Mountain Road near Camp Swatara. By occupation, Judy is she's retired now. She's a former analyst. Ken is a maintenance manager. And Judy and Ken are married for 40 years. They have one daughter named Melanie Platchek. Ken has a brother, Wade, living in Kentucky. And I lost Judy's brother.
I just have a brother in North Carolina.
I had his name, but it didn't make this paper. Sorry. Brother in North Carolina. Judy's favorite dessert is brownies. I saw some of them go by. Ken's favorite dessert is pecan pie. There were none here.
But I ate other stuff. So.
So maybe next year we're going to have a pecan pie. Amelia Detweiler, come on. Amelia lives on Camp Swatara Road. I'm not sure... Where along Camp Swatara Road? In the middle of Frystown. Oh, that's easy. She's a nurse, aide, and a house cleaner. She cleans houses of many different sizes. It's fun getting to know Amelia. She's in the Sunday school class that we attend back here. Amelia didn't list a favorite dessert, but I asked her today, and she said this cherry cheesecake is her favorite. Did you find a cherry cheesecake today? If there's one here, you know where to send it, right down here. And this name always confuses me. Anthony Fazio. Is Tony here? Didn't see Tony. Every time I see the word Anthony in front, I'm confused because I just say Tony. So I see that and it confuses me. But Tony lives on Airport Road, which is the same road I live on, but he lives out by the Eblings. His occupation, he listed as a farmer, but everyone who knows him around here knows that he can do anything you ask him to do. Tony is a good helper. Tony is married to Candace Fazio, and he has a daughter, Christina. And his favorite dessert is candies from New York. I don't know what they are, but I think other folks around here know what they are. Next is another couple, Jeremy and Melanie Platchek. And they also live on Little Mountain Road, but I understand that they don't live near Camp Swatara because someone didn't really enjoy their first experience at Camp Swatara. So I'm just saying, it's nothing big, but anyway, we like to have fun, I mentioned. So they're both teachers by occupation. Melanie's parents are Ken and Judy Coots. And Jeremy's parents are John and Sharon Platchek. I'm not sure where they live. Pottstown. They're from the Pottstown area. Melanie and Jeremy are married now for 10 years. They have two sons, Graham and Reed. And Melanie's favorite dessert is cherry pie. And Jeremy's favorite is triple berry pie, which we actually had some of that at our table. So it went by. The next two are not here. It's Emma Stupp and Lydia Stupp. And if you were at the musical down at the high school and you saw, it's Laura is the character, right? I'm getting the name right. In the dream scene where they're doing the ballet dance, that Laura was our own Emma, and that was really good. She did an amazing job with that ballet dance. It was really good. They both live in Frystown, right along the main street in Frystown, and it was the house now that Catherine lived in, but it was built by great-grandparents of Kevin. So that's a pretty neat thing. So just interesting interesting thing to add in. Sorry. Kevin and Margo are their parents. Emma Emma is a 10th grader at Tulpe, and I don't know her favorite dessert. And Lydia is in 6th grade at Topahawken. Again, lives with their parents, Kevin and Margo. And that's all of our new members. Please give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming our new members. You can return to your seats. We do like to have a lot of fun around here, and it's been a tradition to share some stories that are not all that factual but are somewhat entertaining. And I was up late last night trying to find entertaining stories, but I was not finding any, and then I found one this morning. And, well, I modified it a little bit just for fun. It's a story about this barber, the barber who wanted to share his faith with his customers. So the next morning when he woke up, the sun came up, he got out of bed and said, "Today I'm going to witness to the first man who comes into my shop." So when he opened his shop, the first man came in and said, "I want to shave." And the barber said, "Sure, just sit in the seat. I'll be with you in a little bit." And he was a little nervous, so he goes back in the back room, and he prays to God, saying, "Give me wisdom. Help me share the right thing with this customer." And as he's leaving the back room, he grabs his Bible. This is Bible in his right hand, in his left hand, sorry. I don't know my left from right. Anyway, and he has the razor, the straight razor the barbers use to give a shave in his right hand. And he goes walking out to the shop and he says, "Sir, are you ready to meet your maker?" He points to him with a razor. Sorry about the spit on the microphone. "Are you ready to meet your maker?" Anyway, I thought that was this sounds like something I would do. And then I found a couple of fun little ones that are just really short things, but I just had to laugh. What does JCPenney's and teenagers, what do they have in common? Pants 50% off. I know that's not the teenagers here, but... yeah, I like that one. So there's this police officer who... The midget comes to the police officer complaining that someone had picked his pocket. And the policeman said, "I didn't think anyone would stoop so low." the hook has been called for. I'm done.
Today for you, for your entertainment, since Connie and Jeff are gracing us with their presence this week, when Connie and Jeff were here, the ladies used to sing in the Joyful Noise, so we reunited since Connie is here, and we're going to start by having the Joyful Noise sing, and then the Faithful Men are going to come up and join us. We're going to do some things together, and then the Faithful Men will end. So come on up, ladies.
This one. in mind.
I just want to say, this is the hardest thing in the world because I would want to start in that corner and come up the side of the table, up and down, all of you, and give all of you a hug. And I just don't know how that's. Oh my!
Now you're on.
So I'm just going to give you one big group hug right now, and hopefully, but through Wednesday, I can see and give you all a hug already. Some I've already gotten this morning, but thank you. I'm going to follow John with something. And you can't call for the hook either. Our little grandson, Jeffrey, Joshua's little guy, is 8. And Mimi's husband, Mike, are always swapping and trading jokes. And he has a joke for you. So I want to ask you this. What did the ocean say to the shore? Come on, smart people. It didn't say anything, it just waved. I had to have something light and funny to get through this, though, I tell you. Okay, all right, girls.
Okay. We're going to start out by sharing with you when they call my name.
You ready?
Wait a second. Let's do a mic check. Is yours on? One.
Mine is.
One. We know yours is.
Testing. Yep, mine's on.
Testing.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, there you go.
You on?
1, 2, 3. Mary's not on.
Things haven't changed here a bit, have they?
Nope.
Oh, now she's on.
It's on now.
All right. I think we're
now
ready.
Now it's on.
Whoa.
Now it's hot.
One of these mornings they'll be calling my name, calling me yonder to that heavenly plain. And when I see them swinging wide those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate. Then I'll be flying up high just like a bird in the sky. And I'll be leaving this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye. And I'll have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Sorrow and care, I'll hear the welcome bells all ringing. Homeward I'll be winging when they call my name. One of these mornings they'll be calling my name, calling me yonder to that heavenly plain. And when I see them swinging wide those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate. Then I'll be flying up high just like a bird in the sky. And I'll be leaving this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye. And I'll have nothing to lose and everything to gain when they call my name. They'll be calling my name to that heavenly plain. Swing those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate. Then I'll be flying up high just like a bird in the sky. Leaving this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye. And I'll have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
One we'd like to share with you is I'd Rather Have Jesus.
Promise.
give up. I won't turn back, but I'll keep calling on. Come across the valleys and climb the mountains tall. He'll never let me stumble. He'll never let me fall. I need to stay beside him till I reach heavenly ground. I won't look to the left, look to the right, never more turn around. Won't turn back no more. I reach heaven's shore. Lord is watching with me. I know he's talking with me. He said he hold my hand till I reach the promised land. Won't give up, I won't turn back, I'll keep holding on.
Invite the faithful men and Brian to come up and join us. We're going to start out by singing together Written in Red. This is one that the Joyful Noise started singing with the faithful men a long time ago, and it's always been one of my favorites.
Thank you. very soon, and if you feel like singing along, please feel free to join us.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Number four.
Yep,
there it is. For those who don't know, we have our guest singer with us this morning, Brian Oxenrider. Brian attended our church here for many years, was our choir director, now attends at Midway Church, I believe, right? Midway Church of the Brethren. So we're going to sing Let Some Drops Fall. We're singing this for Connie. This was always one of Connie's favorites. You good?
No.
Can you stand back here?
Lord, we hear of showers of blessing coming down, streams of mercy never ending to this ground, to this low ground. Let some drops fall on me, Lord. Let some drops, Lord, fall on me. While you're sending showers of blessing, let some drops then fall on me. In a time of drought and famine, Lord, to thee we have cried.
Give John a chance here to tell any more jokes. John, you have any more jokes you want to tell us? I didn't mean to pull the hook on you.
I had a good one for the.
Was that Gary that called for the.
I thought he was my friend, brother even. But there are a couple of members here from the band tonight. Band members, raise your hand. They didn't all leave. Where? They just left. Oh man, I had such a good one for them. It's a new band, you know, because they're like breaking up the old band. So I thought if any of them wanted to start a new band, I got a name for them. There's this band that's been practicing. They're called the 999 Megabytes, but they haven't got a gig yet. You called for the hook at a good time.
This is our last song we like to sing. I've Been Changed.
Well, I've been to the river. I've been back.
I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name. I've been changed, I've been newborn, all my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. I was lost in the darkness, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. I've been changed, I've been newborn. Now my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. Like the poor Hebrew children, I wandered long in a bare desert land to and fro. But I crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, where the milk and honey flow. When at last in his presence I stand above, he will wipe all the tears from my eyes. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me lasting hope beyond the skies.
Join us.
I've been changed, I've been newborn. Now my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed.
Amen. Thank you.
I'd like to take this opportunity just to thank everyone for coming out today. And also just to remind you that Bluebird Revival will be here this evening at 7 o'clock, and we'd love to have you all come back out again at 7 o'clock this evening. And I'd like to invite Pastor Matt up to close us.
So in those songs, there were some very important words that were spoken to us. And we don't want to take for granted that soon and very soon, we're going to meet our King. And it's not known. Only the Father knows. But while we live here on this planet Earth that God has entrusted us with, we're given one opportunity to share our faith. We're given one opportunity to grow. And we have committed tonight and the next three nights. And I pray that you have each committed to being here to do just that, to grow in your faith, to know the foundation upon which it's built. And in Psalm 143:10, it says this: teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. And so that's my prayer for this next few nights as we share with Pastor Jeff, as we share with the Blue Revival Band tonight, that we would be led forward on firm footing. And we know that firm footing to be our rock, Jesus Christ. Thank you one and all for coming out, for celebrating just what it means to be part of a body of believers. May you be blessed. May you come out tonight and enjoy some fantastic music, and also in memory of a very wonderful person I wish I would have had the opportunity to meet. But I've heard many, many, many wonderful things about him. So we celebrate his legacy as well. But let's just close in prayer. And again, thank you for joining us here in this place. Lord Jesus, we know that you are calling us beyond where we are at this point in our Christian walk. The enemy wants nothing more than for us to stay complacent, to stay where we are, not to move forward. But Father, I believe that you call us to move ahead, to go into the future, to know that firm footing that we are founded upon through Jesus Christ, but also to know the path that you're leading us. And Lord, that takes submission, that takes surrender, that takes obedience. And Father, we are calling upon your mighty name to use Pastor Jeff in powerful ways as your spirit leads and guides him. And Lord, we are just preparing ourselves, we're preparing our hearts and minds to receive that which you have laid on his heart. And we're praying that you would move us, you would stir us, you would take us in the direction you were calling us. But Lord, let us never leave that firm footing. Let us go in the direction that your will is for our lives. We thank you for each one, pray abundant blessings upon each of them. And we celebrate this life, and we celebrate the life to come, for we know our eternal place is in heaven with you as we walk obediently and humbly here on this earth. Lord, to you be all the glory and all the honor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for coming.